Ivan Gaye, Sexual Healing at Radio Kent.
Maidstone, Whitstable, Sittingbourne, Tunbridge, Northfleet, New Romney, Strood.
Covering the county every day. This is BBC Radio Kent.
20 to 12 is the time. A Kent DNA testing company is facing such a demand for its service, it's expanding to cover over 50 countries worldwide. Whitstable-based EasyDNA now offers services to clients in remote areas such as Peru, Pakistan, Afghanistan and Mauritius. The firm has also just opened offices in Nigeria, India, Romania and Mexico in order to meet customer demand. The company's business development manager, Kevin Camilleri, joins us now on the line from Malta. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, good morning to all.
Is this your next point of expansion, Malta?
Well, yes, hope so. I was overruled here, so, you know, part holiday, part business.
Now, it's excellent for a Kent company to be expanding in this way. Just explain the sort of services you offer.
Okay, well, EasyDNA has been established for over 3 years now and started mainly servicing European countries. However, as you know, started to get demand from all over the world, we saw which countries had more potential and started either directly opening offices ourselves or else collaborating with local experts who obviously have some expertise or the ability to market and offering our platform and our services through them.
What does it mean in terms of this world expansion? Good for the company, clearly, but what does it say about the implications for our societies?
Well, I have over 7 years' experience in the field, and I've obviously seen a lot of changes in the market. The awareness has grown tremendously, both through the media and through the internet. The availability has also grown, and definitely prices have come down. I mean, we are looking at, you know, paying 500... 600 sterling up to 5-6 years ago. Now we are looking at, you know, anything from 99 to, you know, 200 sterling for a standard test. So really what it says, I always believe that the demand was there because, you know, it's the way of the world, but it's a question of availability, and it goes to show that people know about it and want to do the test.
Do you think it's a sad thing, though, that such tests are required?
I wouldn't say it's a sad thing. I think that you know, it's more an issue of society. Myself, having touched so many different cultures, I can see different ways in which people think about it. I mean, in the US, people just order it like they're ordering anything, you know. Whereas you have countries like Italy where, you know, it's a very big deal. We need to spend quite a lot of time with the client, you know, explaining the process, what it is, what they have to do, the consent issues. You know, I mean, countries in India where we've established now, it's even worse. You know, people still have even more issues with that. So I think it's a service that's required. You know, it's unfortunate, but it's more a question of the truth coming out. You know.
Kevin, good to talk to you. We're gonna leave it there because the line from Malta is a little bit on the echoey side. Kevin Camilleri, Business Development Manager for Whitstable-based EasyDNA, now promoting its services in and expanding to over 50 countries worldwide.